ओम शांति।
आज सत गुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके
अमरेर तो सतगुरु कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस एज आई रीच द सदर रीजन
बहुत ही सुंदर और
I saw that the atmosphere in the subtle region was very beautiful, very separate, very unique. There was a very beautiful image of the ocean. And waves of the ocean emerging, rays of the sun were reaching the ocean, and as the rays were reaching the ocean, it was as though seven colored waves were emerging from the ocean and creating very lovely designs. At the shore of the ocean, there were some people standing, and on seeing these waves, each was saying that they wanted the waves to come to them, just as we have little children playing with the waves of the ocean, trying to catch it. And then I saw that some of the colored waves were coming towards the children, and the children themselves were getting beautifully decorated. There were some children who were just playing with the waves and swaying around, playing around with the waves. There were some who were happy to see the waves coming towards themselves. And there were others who were touching the waves, touching just drops of the waves and then touching it to their forehead. It was a very lovely scene. After a while I saw Baba coming from a distance. And Baba's image too was unique. There was colors of the rainbow behind Baba, and it was all seven colors visible through Baba. As Baba came closer, Baba asked me what I was looking at. I replied that today's scene is looking very beautiful and it's giving so much comfort, so much happiness and joy, giving us special experiences. Baba then said at every moment Baba calls the children to himself and gives them the experience of every speciality and every power. The Father knows that all of my children are future kings of the world, and this is why the Father wants to see the children completely full, and he constantly decorates the children. The Father decorates the children at every moment in a way that they can have the experience of their inner stage, their complete perfect form, and give the same experiences to others. So there are some children for whom the Father does decorate them, but sometimes they forget their decoration. There are some children who swing in the swing of all the attainments they've received from the Father. And for some children, the Father wants to give all attainments, but they are able to only take one drop from the ocean. And there are some who are just like the devotees, who take just a little and think that they have received so much. Baba says, you children are the dearly beloved deities of the devotees, you are the ones to give experiences to the devotees. But Baba wants you to become complete like the father, and this is why from time to time Baba invites the children to come up to him so that the father can make children full. But some of the children have become very distant from this experience. They don't know that the father is calling them. They don't know Baba is in front of them. Baba is giving them experiences. And so they forget this awareness. So the children who were in their complete form, Baba took them, and it was there were many, many devotees who stood in line in front of the complete form of the children. Some were folding their hands, some were bowing their head in front of this form. They were asking for something or the other. So Baba said that according to the time, what do the souls of the world want? They're thirsty for a glimpse of only 1 second. They're looking for their dearly beloved deities. They want to have a vision of those deities. They just want 1 second of that glimpse, 1 second of that attainment. But if the children are not in their complete form even now, then how will they be able to provide even a bit of attainment to those devotees as they wish? So the children were in their complete form and the devotees were in front of them. The rays of light were coming, reaching the devotees. And through those rays of light, some were having visions, some were having the experience of peace. And some of them were feeling that God has listened to their prayers. So Baba then explained that such times are going to come. You'll have to give experiences to the devotees. They're calling out to their favorite deities. You'll have to listen to those calls and make your stage so clear. Sometimes children get entangled in certain situations, and so their own inner stage doesn't have clarity. They're not able to listen to the calls of the devotees. You have the good wish of fulfilling the pure desires of the devotees, but it doesn't reach them, it doesn't happen. The children sometimes are confused, are still confused because of certain situations. They have certain complaints. And then they have the question, we don't know what's going to happen. It's as though they are just stuck in that whirlwind. Father has come to make the children complete, perfect, and he calls the children from time to time, or sometimes the father himself comes and meets the children to make them full. So rather than get stuck in that whirlwind, because they're stuck in that whirlwind, they're not able to have that experience. So draw the attention of the children to make their inner stage very clear, full of clarity. Detach yourself from all these whirlwinds of the situations and just dance in the joy and the waves with the waves of the ocean. Baba is making the children full. He's decorating the children. So experience that form for yourself. Become those favorite beloved deities and give the same experiences to the devotee souls. Baba sees that the children are making their spiritual efforts with a lot of love, but keep a clear connection with the father, that you'll be able to experience everything very easily. The father is giving what the children need. The one to give is giving, but because of not having a clear connection with the one, children are not able to experience the attainments completely. Baba is giving a lot of remembrances and drishti. I then told Baba that there are many today who gave, who have asked to offer bhog for their ancestors and for the souls. Baba smiled and then said, Baba is giving the children such a blessing today. You become that ancestor soul and make other souls full with all blessings, so that they feel that our ancestor souls have given us all experiences and they will continue to dance in joy. You children are the original jewels of this world. You are the ones especially running, the special jewels who are running this world. So Baba is giving remembrances to such jewels. Whoever has offered bhog for their ancestor souls, for those who have gone on, those elevated vibrations are reaching those souls and they too are having experiences. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I then returned. Om Shanti.